Blackstone Audio presents Silent Murders by Mary Miley. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. 1. Turns out, vaudeville doesn't prepare you for Hollywood. I'm a quick study and good at figuring things out, but it was a week before I could navigate the 18 acres of stages, sets, and storage rooms at Pickford Fairbanks Studios. It was another week before I got straight in my head the pecking order of all the directors, general managers, collaborators, producers, and other big shots, and learned to tell the actors from the extras and the gaffers from the grips. To be safe, I called everyone Mr. or Miss until they said otherwise. Everyone called me Jessie, and everyone called me a lot. Officially, I was assistant script girl to director Frank Richardson on the Don Q, Son of Zorro set, but anyone in the studio could waylay me at any time. I felt like a lowly worker bee, flitting in and out of the beehive on foraging expeditions. Jessie, run to wardrobe and get Paul Burns. The queen has ripped her ball gown. There you are, Jessie. We need wind. Find two electric fans pronto. Oh, Jessie, more ice water for Mr. Fairbanks before he films that stunt again. Quick, Jessie, the shovel. Somebody ought to quit feeding those damned horses. But I was lucky to have the job, and I loved being part of the excitement of creating moving pictures. Pickford Fairbanks Studios made even big-time vaudeville seem small-time. The film industry had started moving to the Los Angeles area a dozen years ago, drawn by sunshine, scenery, and cheap labor. I was part of that last feature. Locals called us moving picture people movies and avoided us when they could, but the number of movies grew with every passing day, while local